Okay, today's daf is Chagiga, daf Chaf Beis in the Yerushalmi. And we are on Chaf Aleph and Beis. We have about five or six daf left here to the Maseches Chagiga, in Yanim of Tumah V'Tahara, and we are up to Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan, in the name of Rebbe, we have on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. So we're going to talk about Achila. So let's read Rebbe's statement. Rebbe's statement is, spoke about various issues of Tumah V'Tahara up till now, and Hechsher. Rabbi Yonasan said in the name of Rebbe, Ha'ochel ochel shlishi betruma, nifsal gufo milocha betruma. Rebbe says, a chiddush gadol, that we know, mida oraisa, a person can only become tame from an avatoma. Mida oraisa. Any type of avatoma a person touches or carries in the same ohel for certain types of tumas, that's daraisa. But midi rabbanan, the Gemara explains in Masechta Shabbos in the first parak the reason that if a person eats a tame food, it can make the person tame midi rabbanan. Midi rabbanan. So the Rebbe says if somebody eats a shlishi batruma, right, a truma, remember, could become a shlishi. Kodesh could become even a revi'i. But if somebody eats a shlishi truma, so really nothing should happen to him. But no, we say his body, he becomes tamei from eating more truma. Even though you might say, what I mean, truma only becomes tamei from a sheni. But nifsal gufo milacha b'truma, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, nase gufo shlishi, right? His guf becomes a shlishi, right? Nifsal gufo daharehu aser lecho b'truma, mishum tamei sh'aser lecho b'tumas aguf. He becomes tamei, and if somebody who's tamei is aser to eat truma. So again, it's you are what you eat in a certain sense. If somebody eats a shlishi, then they become a shlishi, as we will see. Generally, eating is an activity that we all do. There's a beautiful hakdama to Shulchan Shel Arba. Shulchan Shel Arba is a sefer that's written by Rabbeinu Bachai. It's printed in the Kol Kisvei Rabbeinu Bachai, along with Kara Kemach and his commentary on Pirkei Avos. But there, Rav Shavel has a one-page hakdama to the Shulchan Shel Arba, which is all about halachas of eating and food and seuda. And he says, he points out there's no sefer like this in all of the Safrus HaRishonim. Mitzad tochno, ketzad, ein lecha maisa yoter pashut, hechrechi v'chiyuni l'kiyam aguf me'achil v'shtia. There's nothing more basic in terms of the need that we have to do more than eating and drinking. HaTorah amnam hikifa maisa zuba mitzvos v'yisurin. And the Torah surrounded this act with mitzvos and averus. V'chazal od kitshu b'mayim. Rishonim v'achronim. The Torah has laws, kosher and not kosher. Chazal added on, washing your hands before or after. Birchas hanen and v'od chiyuvim. Af al pikein. V'halos es maisa achila b'chaya yom yomi shel ha'adam ha'prati. To raise up the act of eating from a regular person, al madrega shel kedusha, to bring it up to the levels of sanctity. Lios pe'ula zu nechsheves lo ki'ilu achal mishulchano shel makom baruch hu. To make it as if it's considered as if you ate from the Shulchan of Hashem, you need a lot of effort. It's not easy. Rav Shlomo Zalman once said, it's harder to bench with Kavana than to daven Shmoneh Esrei with Kavana. Even though Shmoneh Esrei is much longer. But during Shmoneh Esrei, you're in the shul, you're focused, everybody else is davening too. By benching, you're at the table. It's much harder. V'hine bar Rabbeinu, says Rav Shavel. Bar Rabbeinu b'sefer zeh v'hitziv la'atzmo matara la'haskil kol ish le'es ha'ochel, to remind everyone when we eat, eich la'aruch shulchan l'fnei Hashem. How to set the table in front of Hashem. U'b'yeis hayoso ocha v'shosal shulchanu l'sova nafsho l'kiyim gufo ba'arba yisodosav tia machshavaso mishutetes l'mala b'shulchan ha'tahor asher l'fnei Hashem. While he eats in this physical world, his mind will be up there. Says Rabbeinu Bachai. Va'az ein safek ba'adam hazeh shekol pulosav agufanios nechshavos l'sichlios. His physical actions will be considered something more than physical. Ein safek she'etzem avos matar nala kazos. This goal is something that should be lauded, says Rav Shavel. And then he says, this is a sefer that intertwines halacha va'agada musaru mechkar nigle v'nistar. Nothing like it. And therefore he goes, if one wants to, we've quoted from here in the past, different types of, elements of eating. He talks about benching. He talks about, zugos, right? Not a long sefer, but that's Shulchan Shel Arba of Rabbeinu Bachai. That's talking about eating. So we're talking about eating today. So again, Rebbe says if somebody eats a shlishi batruma, so their body becomes pasul from eating truma. So Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yitzchak, boy, Ma Rebbe, what is Rebbe telling us? Kribi Eliezer, Is Rebbe trying to teach us like Rebbe Eliezer? To Tanina Taman? Because we learned in the Mishnah in Taras. We're going to refer to this Mishnah a number of times on today's daf. We learned in the Mishnah in Taros that there's really a machlokes, Tanoim, between Rebbe Yeshua and Rebbe Eliezer about this. What is the first opinion? Tanina Taras. Taman. Ho'och halocha rishon rishon. Ho'och halocha sheni sheni. Ho'och shlishi shlishi. That's Rebbe Eliezer's opinion. Rebbe Eliezer says that what you are what you eat, so to speak. Rebbe Yeshua there says, right, this is the Tanna Kamma, this was Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Rebbe Yeshua there says no. Rebbe Yeshua says there that a person does not become Tamei regarding eating Truma. V'lo Sheni La Truma. If you eat, Ho'och halocha rishon v'ochal sheni sheni, you become a sheni. Shlishi, if you eat a shlishi, sheni la kodesh, v'lo sheni la truma. So the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua seems to say that if you eat a shlishi la kodesh, if you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni la kodesh. That the chumra is for kodesh, but not for truma. So shall we say that Rebbe is following the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Yeshua, and usually be passing like Rabbi Yeshua? So that would be surprising. So where it says Devar Yakol, he know maybe even Rabbi Yeshua would agree. Kedesh yehe badal min hatruma. Because what's going on here says the Karban Eidah. No, there's a difference between eating and touching. Afilu Rabbi Yeshua moda. Even Rabbi Yeshua would admit over there in the Mishnah that he says, again, like we said, that it's v'lo sheni la truma. That means, right, moda de gufo mias pusa balecha b'truma. No, if he eats the shlishi, he won't be able to eat truma. Kedesha yehei badol mile'echol truma temeya. We don't want him to be eating truma temeya. Dafilu shlishi b'truma aser b'achila. Right, so if somebody is, in that state, a shlishi b'truma is also to eat. So even Rabbi Yeshua would agree to that. So back to the Gemara. Dibriakoli, kedesha yehei badol mana truma. Meaning, touching truma, fine, but eating truma, he would agree, and Rabbi is following even his shita. Videchvasa, Ha'ochel ochel sheni b'maiser, nifsal gufa milocha b'maiser. We're going to ask three questions. Number one, Rebbe said, if you eat an ochel shlishi b'truma, if you eat a shlishi b'truma, you can't eat truma. What happened if you eat something that is a problem for maiser sheni? Ho'ochel, you eat a sheni b'maiser sheni. Right, a sheni b'tuma, a maiser sheni. Are you not allowed to eat maiser sheni? Right, so Gemara says, this we will learn from a Mishnah Maseches Parah. The first half of the Mishnah is quoted in the Mefarshim. Look in the Karban Eidah, the bottom Dibur Maskil. Reisha the Masdi Santanan. But Parah, we learned in the Mishnah Parah. Kalaton v'yaspain midvei sofrim kon yudches davar. Whatever needs mikva midirabanan. Anything that needs biyasmayim midirabanan kon yudches davar. The 18 gzeres that they made, as discussed in the beginning of Maseches Shabbos. So anything that requires tevila midirabanan. I'm reading from the Karban Eidah, still quoting the Mishnah. Mitam and asa kodesh upos lasa truma. It makes kodesh tame. What does tame always mean? Two steps. So basically, it means it's a sheni. Mitam and asa kodesh shlishi revi upos lasa truma. Sheni make a shlishi. Umutter lachulin lamaiser divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, but it does nothing. Something that's a sheni does nothing to chulin umaiser sheni. That's Rabbi Meir. Vachachamim omrim. And now we go back to the Gemara. Vachachamim. Osrim b'maisa. Chum say no. Chum say it's osur. This item that needs tevila midrabana, meaning the sheni, is osur b'maiser. So isn't this the our issue? Skip the next four words. Va'amar of Shmuel b'shem Reb Zira. Ma'o v'chum osur b'maiser. What does that mean? That chum osur b'maiser. Nifsal guva milocha b'maiser. So we have an answer to our question. So Rebbe said, if you eat a shlishi bako a bitruma, you can't eat any truma. And we just said, if you eat a sheni b'maiser sheni, you can't eat maiser sheni. Can't eat maiser sheni. So now we're going to ask, what about the highest level? V'dichvasa. Ha'ochel ochel revi b'kodesh. Nifsa guva milocha b'kodesh. So what about that case? Right? Number three. The first line of today's daf again was, if you eat a shlishi b'truma, you become usher from eating truma. If you eat a sheni b'maiser sheni, you become usher from eating maiser sheni. What about if you eat a revi b'kodesh? You become usher for meeting kodesh. Why would it be any different? So explain the mefarshim, the Pnei Moshe, because again, this is the weakest type of kedusha. It's only because it's very susceptible. It's the highest level. It says the Pnei Moshe, O Dilma, Mikiva the Tumas Revi'i Bakodesh Gufa Ma'ala Yaseiri. This is Drabanan. Lo Asuba Ma'alazu, Shehe Gama Ochla Nifsal Gufa. Maybe we don't make such a gzera. One ara that the mefarshim pointed out on the previous line. And that is, if you eat maaser sheni, which is a sheni latuma, you can't eat maaser sheni. The question is, a tful yom is mutter to eat maaser sheni. Right, that's the first daf in Shas in Brachas. Right, it's full yom. He can eat Maaser Sheni, he just can't eat Truma until that night. Right, Meimas Hakohen Nachaz Lachol Trumasa. They can eat Maaser Sheni. So it's full yom Lachor is on the level of a Sheni Latuma. So it's full yom can eat Maaser Sheni. So a tful yom, Meiser Sheni, can eat Meiser Sheni, but someone who is a, this case, if somebody eats a Sheni Latuma, so then they become a apostle for eating Meiser Sheni, so that's a little tricky there. Okay, so, but the next question. So we spoke about Truma, we spoke about Meiser Sheni, so now what about Kodesh? Right, if somebody eats a Revi'i Bakodesh, do they become apostles? So Nishmini Menadol, let's try to learn from the following. The following statement is an answer to a stira that comes up in a couple of daf. In a couple of daf, we're going to have a Mishnah that says an onain, after somebody loses a relative, an onain has to go to the mikvah before the ikachin. That's it. The kohen has a status, even if he didn't go to the cemetery. No, onain has to do tevila before he eats kachim. But there's a Mishnah in Zvachim that says that an onain is allowed to touch kachim. Right, he's not also b'kachim. So the Gemara answers to that question. Da'amar, now we get back to the Gemara. Da'amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bar Mamal, also osaka ochel ochel revi'i bakodesh. They treated the onain like someone who eats a revi'i bakodesh, meaning an onain can't eat kachim, but an onain has to go to the mikvah before eating kachim, but an onain can touch kachim. So what do you see from there? That if an onain eats a revi'i bakodesh, he becomes tamei regarding eating. So Adamer ochalok revi bakodesh and so guva milochah bakodesh. Right, so if you see over there that you would say that it is the same as the others regarding shlishi batruma and sheni b'maaser sheni and a revi'i bakodesh. Aninus itself, as we know, we paskin that not only is an onain putter from doing mitzvahs, but he is usser from doing mitzvahs. He's not allowed to. Discussion in the Bavli Yerushalmi regarding is it that just because of osik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah, or is it a more fundamental gzeiras hakasev yamim ashata osik b'chayim v'lo yamim shata osik b'meis? But it's interesting machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether an onain is chayiv in nihuge avelos, right? Is it onain and then avelos and never the twain shall meet, or do we say that an onain is like a super avel in a certain sense? Or a pre-Avel, but he's in the world of Avelos. The Rambam says clearly that there are no Nihuge Avelos by an Onain. Before burial, an Onain can take a shower, and the like. Maybe meat and wine is different, but other Dini Aninus do not apply, when it comes to an Avel. The Rambam says, Me'emasai Yishayev Adam ba'Avel Mishiyista Magolel. That's when Avelos starts. Aval Kol Zman Shalonik Bar Hameis. Eino aser bedavar ben advarim, sha avel aser behen. Before burial, this person is not aser in anything that an avel is aser in. Ubepnei tam zeh, and that's why David HaMelech was. Rochatz David HaMelech, v'sach, kishemes ha'yel, kodem shi yikaver. David HaMelech took a shower, and anointed himself before the child was buried, right? So that's the Rambam Shita. There is no nihugi avelis when it comes to an onain. The Ritz Geis also agrees to that, and the Ramban argues. The Kesem Mishnah here quotes that Machlokas Ritz Geis and the Ramban. The Ramban says, no, Nihuge Avelos start Bishas Aninus. There might be some exceptions to the rule, that Nihilas HaSandol maybe doesn't start till after, but that's only because doing that would impinge on the Kavod HaMeis, to go out to the cemetery. But the Ramban says, fundamentally, Nihuge Avelos start. What's the Nekudas of Machlokas? So Salvechuk said, maybe it's Lashitasam. There's another Machlokas, Ramban Ramban. Whether there is Nihuge Avelos Anyantif. Alis Bitsina, the Ramban says, yes, it's possible to have Nihugi Avelus Anyantif, Bitsina. And the Rambam says, no such thing. There's no Avelus Anyantif, period. Rav Soloveitchik said, the two Rambams and the two Rambans go together. Can there be Nihugi Avelus without Minyan Avelus, if you're not counting? The Rambam says, no. And therefore, Onain, you're not counting Avelus yet. So there are no Nihugi Avelus. Yantif, you're not counting Avelus yet. No Nihugi Avelus. The Ramban argues on both. You can't have Nihugi Avelos without Minyan, and therefore Aninus and Yantif, both of them would have Nihugim without the counting. There's an interesting one other point, and that is why the Rambam says that Aninus is Pater from Nihugi Avelos. Another way to formulate it, the Achronim, the Imek Bracha says this, because an Onin is Pater from all mitzvahs, including mitzvahs of Avelos. He's part of the mitzvah of Avelos. That's why he doesn't have to do Nihugi Avelos, because he's part of all mitzvahs, including the mitzvah of Avelos. What about the Isurim? There are Isuri Avelos.
right? Suri Avela. So all the onion is chayiv and only surim, right? Can't eat not kosher, can't be chal Shabbos. So the Achronim explain that maybe the Isurei Avelos really flow from the mitzvah of Avelos. It's not two separate things. That there are Aseis of Avelos and Los Aseis of Avelos. It's really one, it's one idea of a mitzvah of Avelos. The mitzvah of Avelos is mechayev positive and negative actions. But it really all flows from the mitzvah. And once you're pater from the mitzvah because of Osig B'mitzvah, because an onin is pater, so then he's going to be pater from that also. So part of this is said in the Emek Bracha, as I said in Os Aleph. The kibud the onin pater mikol ha-mitzvahs, v'hari muta alav ha-kovro, v'hari tarid tirdas de mitzvah u'pater mikol ha-mitzvahs. V'yam kein pater gami mitzvahs avelos. V'yavta ba-avelos ikah gami surim u'b'yam rishon heim en ha-torah. Near it, the kol yisurim shal avelos, einan el mikoch mitzvahs ha-sei shal avelos. Sh'ram yalelis abel. V'kibud she'onin niftar mi mitzvahs ha-sei shal avelos. V'lo ram yalelis abel, once he's pater from the asei, me'melo ba'lu enu kol ha-yisurim shal avelos. They really flow from the mitzvah. Okay, so we tried to prove that halacha from Aninus. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ad kadun, b'kachyem mikdash hamukudashim. Everything that said, what we just say here, that if somebody eats a revi b'kodesh, they cannot eat kachyem. So that only applies to kachyem. What about Vafilu b'chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh? Would that apply to chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh also? That if somebody eats something that is a revi'i, they're not allowed to eat chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh? Like how far do you go? So Gemara says, yeah, shmini menado. Don't we know that from the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin? Tidiyat Tamam, we learned in the Mishnah in Chulin, hashochet be'em l'chayi va'of. Lo yatzamei en dam k'sheirim. If somebody does shchita and there's no dam, it's a bloodless shchita, kosher, that's okay, the shchita is kosher. But because there was no blood, so this animal, which is food, was not mukshar l'kabel tumah. Didn't come in contact with one of the seven liquids. Usually, by shchita, there's dam, and dam is one of the seven liquids. But here, if there is no dam, it's kosher, and you could eat it with tamei hands. Lefish l'hukshar b'dam, because it wasn't hukshar with the dam. Rabbi Shimon omer, hukshar b'shchita. Rabbi Shimon says, no. It's even without dam, it's hukshar. Why? Migu. Look what the Carbonator says. Once the shechita is good enough to matter it from Avram and Achai, so too it's good enough to matter it to that it should become tame. Migu desharya shechita lahach basar mid Avram and Achai mashvi le nami uchlo legabe tuma. Right? If it removes that, then it removes this too. So mashma though from this machlokas in the Mishnah Chulin, the machlokas is whether it's blood or not. But if there was blood, for sure, you're not allowed to eat with tame hands. Why not? What do you mean? It's chulin. This is a Maseches Chulin. Why wouldn't you be able to eat it with tamei hands? So it must be your blazer b'shem Rav Yeshia Masisa that Mishnah b'chulin shenasu al gav hakodesh. It must be about chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh that you keep it. That's what the Mishnah again. The Gemara asks, does it apply? So Gemara says, yeah, it applies. The same thing would apply that you cannot eat that with tamei hands. Kireb Yeshua, who says that. Chulin shenasu al hakodesh has halachic significance. Halachic significance, different gersos, some say delok Reb Yoshua, but our gersa is ke Reb Yoshua, like the Mishnah says, like we had earlier in Taros. Period. Reb Zira, Reb Yosef, b'shem Reb Yochanan. Reb Yana, b'shem Rebbe, ha'ochal ocho shlishi. We're going to go with the following gersa, the Carbonatus gersa, ho'ochal ocho shlishi ba'kodesh, nifsal gufo milochal ba'kodesh. Rebbe says, if you eat shlishi ba'kodesh, what did we say before? If you eat shlishi ba'truma, you become asur for meaning truma. If you eat revi ba'kodesh, you become asur for meaning kodesh. What happened if you eat a shlishi ba'kodesh? Ochal shlishi ba'kodesh, nifsal guvo milocha ba'kodesh. So the Rebbe says, if you eat a shlishi ba'kodesh, so you can't eat kodesh. V'lo, so says the Gemara, v'lo masnisi, that's exactly our Mishnah that we already referred to once or twice. Shash shlishi sheni la'kodesh. Right, this is quoting from Rebbe Yoshua there. Rabbi Lazar, we quoted earlier in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yeshua says, if you eat a sheni or a shlishi, you become a sheni. So, isn't that what Rabbi is saying? If you eat a shlishi bakodesh, nifsal gufo milachal bakodesh. So, right, the Mishnah says that. So, masnisa bakachi mikdash hamukudashim. As we said earlier, the potential chilek. The Mishnah is about actual kachim. Derava asameh melacha, but I'm telling you an even bigger chiddush. Afilu b'chulin shenasu agam bakodesh. Even chulin, shenasu agava kodesh, that also is usher to eat. So says the Gemara, I know that too. Amr Bibun Barchia Kumir Zora Masisa Amarkain. I even know that too, that Chulin Shenaso Al Tara Sakodesh, that also we would say, you know, can contract tuma. Why? The following Mishnah Maseches Taras, earlier in the first parak. Kikaros Hakodesh Betoch Gumoseya Mamaya Mukudashim. If you have rolls, and in the rolls there are some air pockets that have water in them. That water is chulin that was naso al taras hakodesh, right? So you have a breads in there. So what happens if a sheret, this is what the Mishnah says, if you have a sheret that touches a roll. So the sheret is an av, the roll becomes a rishon. That roll touches another roll, that second roll is a sheni. That touches another roll, the roll truma, right? That makes it a shlishi. So now that third roll is a shlishi, but it has water inside. And we know the din d'rabbanan by liquids, we've mentioned this, that if a shlishi touches a liquid, it makes it into a sheni. So, or rishon sometimes. But either way, the Mishnah says there that if you have all these rolls touching each other and you have water inside, it's going to continue cyclically, that every time you get down to like a shlishi, is then it's going to make the water inside into a rishon and then really make it into a sheni. It's going to make the next bread into a shlishi. That is what the Mishnah says. Ki karas hakodesh betoku moseyem maya mukudashim. If you have this sanctified water in these bread. See the carbon aid on the bottom. V'yalva v'shlo nago b'mayim sheba kikar. Ela kol kikar nago b'chaveiro. Even if the water doesn't touch, just every bread touches its the neighbor. Shechiba sakodesh osa kilu amashke sheba chol kikar shu nasa tchila hu shenago b'kikar v'timo. Shemina shashlishi shina lakodesh. So what do you see from there? That the water would become a shlishi, or the bread became a shlishi, and then the water becomes a rishon, and then it makes the sheni and the shlishi. So you see from there that the shlishi nogeya bechulin makes it into a rishon, right? You have the third bread that touches the water, which is chulin. It's chulin, not what Taras HaKodesh, so it makes it into a rishon. So that's what, so the Gemara is asking. So you see this in the Mishnah too. So what was the question? Does it apply to even chulin shenas al Taras HaKodesh? It's a beferish Mishnah. The Gemara though adds, where would you have this in not cases like water in bread pockets? If somebody is eating a shlishi, right? What was the case that Rebbe asked about? If somebody was eating a shlishi, then they become a shlishi according to Rebbe Eliezer, but a sheni even according to Rebbe Yeshua. So the Gemara is saying implicitly, because the Gemara in the next line is going to reject this possibly, that if you eat a shlishi, not just the bread with the water inside, if you eat a shlishi, then your saliva is like a chulin shenas al taras hakodesh, if you're that type of standard. So that liquid, right, if you eat a shlishi, that liquid becomes a rishon, and that's why you wouldn't be able to eat anything for fear of making a tameh. So says the Gemara, so that's what the Mishnah would be telling us. So we know the halacha of chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. Says the Gemara, maybe that last point is the chiddush of the Mishnah. It's the chiddush of Rebbe. Is it bad for you to asa meimer lecha asa mashke piv kemashke kodesh? Right. Maybe that's the chiddush, that saliva has a status, that the saliva can be considered chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. Maybe that's the chiddush. Amar Reb Zeira, kamodat amar taman. Like we said over there, we had this earlier a couple of daf ago. Just like we said, there are chumras by mechatas asa. It's a Torah lechatas. The one who's involved in the chatas has the status of kemei chatas, keifar chatas, like the ashes and like the water. Somebody who's involved. Hachas, mashke piv, kemashke kodesh. And here also, we have a chumra of the saliva, that we compare it to chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Okay. This last line of the name of Rebbe, the Gemara says we weren't sure if that was the name of Rebbe or Rabbi Yanai himself. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai, velo yadin in mati ba mishum Rebbe, if he said it in the name of Rebbe, or he said it himself, that we weren't sure about. Okay. Masnisa says the Gemara that our Mishnah that we have mentioned already once or twice, the Mishnah in Taras, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, the Machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer says, if you eat a shlishi, you're a shlishi. If you eat a sheni, you're a sheni. If you're a revi, you're a revi. And Rabbi Yeshua bumps it up once. He says, even if you eat a shlishi, you are a sheni. So that Mishnah, mina the kiyuma, umina kavra. That Mishnah could be a support or a kasha on the shita of Rebbe that we just said, right? Rebbe was the one that said on the bottom of Amud Aleph, if you eat shlishi bakodesh, Nifsal gufo milocha bakodesh. Right? That's what we had changed the gears to. If you eat a shlishi bakodesh, so you can't eat kodesh. So the Mishnah there could be a support, depending what line you focus on. A support or a kasha. Mina kiyuma. And again, we're going to go with the Karbana Eidas Gersa here. Mina kiyuma. How do you say that Mishnah is a support? Shashlishi sheni la kodesh vein sheni la truma. The Mishnah said, what is he saying? If you eat a shlishi lakodesh, you can't eat kodesh. That's what the Mishnah says. If you eat a shlishi lakodesh, you're a sheni lakodesh vein sheni la truma. That's when you don't have to worry, they're designed for truma. So saying that, that would be a support. But skip two lines, mina tavra, but you also could have a kasha. Shana says altaras truma, because if you look in the continuation of the words there of Rabbi Yeshua, he says all this applies if you eat hulin shenasu altaras truma, but maybe avol imnas altaras akodesh. But if you eat something altaras akodesh, again, it's ironic that something prepared on a higher level can create more problems, right? So something that's not says altaras truma is one level. But if it's not altaras kodesh, nasa gufo kisheni eats al truma, the koshkin eats al kodesh, then you wouldn't be able to eat it. You wouldn't be able to eat truma. So that would be a kasha on Rebbe, because Rebbe just said that the only problem is kodesh. The problem, there is no problem of truma. And according to one version, if you focus on the second line of Rebbe Yeshua in the Mishnah, that would be a problem. So again, that's just the question, which line of that Mishnah do you focus on in order to be a support or to be a kasha? Period. Nusugya tni. Rabbi Yossi learned the following brisa. Minayin l'Ravi Bakodesh u'pasol. How do I know that there exists such a thing as a Ravi Bakodesh? Right? We know sheni by most things and rishlishi by truma and Ravi by kodesh. How do I know? What's the source that a Ravi Bakodesh is possible? There exists something called a Ravi Bakodesh. So Gemara says v'dinu. Well, maybe it's a kal v'chomer. Ma im chuser kipurim. Mechusar Kippurim, one of the four people that are Mechusar Kapara, the second Mishnah in Krisus, is called Arba'a Mechusar Kapara. The four people that are Mechusar Kapara is Zav, Yoledes, and Mitzora. So the four people that not only when they're Tamei do they have to go to the mikvah, but also they have to bring a karban on the next day, on day 8. So here's the Kal V'chomer. If a Mechusar Kippurim, She'eno Pasul, change that word, She'eno Pasul B'Truma, a Mechusar Kippurim is not Pasul B'Truma. Right, when it's full yom goes to the mikvah, they can eat truma that night. Mechusar Kippurim, they can't eat kachim until the next morning when they bring a karban. So if a Mechusar Kippurim, who is not possible for truma, he could partake of truma after he goes to the mikvah. Hari posa bakodesh, yet he can't eat kachim. Again, Mechusar Kippurim can eat truma, but he can't eat kachim. So shlishi shu posa b'truma. A shlishi who can't eat truma, eno dishi if so bakodesh. Surely should pasul kodesh, meaning, you know, he'll make it into a revi. So, Kal V'chomer, Hari Lamanu, L'Shlish, Minakasav. So, what do we learn? L'Shlish, Minakasav. So, the din that a karban could become a Shlishi Latoma, that's a din d'araisa. Ule Revi'i, Mikal V'chomer. And the Revi'i, making a Revi'i, could be learned out from a Kal V'chomer. Again, it's Kal V'chomer, a din d'araisa, d'rabanan, ein onche min adin. But we'll see, we paskin that it's a din d'rabanan, but here he has it as a Kal V'chomer. The Rambam talks about the four Mechusar Kapara in Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, right? In Sefer Karbanos, we have the Rambam talks about Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara in Sefer Karbanos. We have four mitzvahs asay. Number one, Shetakriv Hazava Kishetitara Karban. The Zava should be makriv when she becomes tar. Kishetakriv HaYoledes Kishetitara Karban. Yoledes. Sheyakriv Hazav Kishiyitar Karban. Sheyakriv Mitzora Kishiyitar Karban. And then the Rambam is Vacha Sheyakriv Karban Asayin. Tigamar Tarasan. Once their karbanos were hokrav, then their tara is completed. Their tara is completed. Says the Rambam. Arbaim nekra mechusri kapara. Vazava hazo, yolez hazava mitzora. And so the Rambam splits it up like that. The language of Chazal, zav zava yolez mitzora. The Rambam has hazava, yoledes, zav mitzora. Because of the parshios. V'lama nikru mechusri kapara. Why are they called lacking kapara? Shekol echan mehen. Afa bisha tohar mitum aso. V'tava v'herev shimsho. Even though all these people went to the mikvah and they had shkia, adayin hu chaser. V'lo gamra taraso. He is chaser. His tara is not completed. Kidei lechol b'kachim. He's still tamei legabe kachim. It's not like he's tar, but there's still a separate independent iser. No, he's tamei legabe kachim. Achi yavi karbano, v'kodim shi yavi kaparaso, aser olecha b'kachim, k'v'ashviyarnu, v'hilchos pululi ha-mukdashim. The one person who there's a machlokes about is, what about a ger? Is a ger considered mechusrei kapara? Gersha Mavel Tava Vadain Lo Hevi Karbano, Avishu Asur Lechol Kachem, Achiyavi Karbano, Inam Mechuzer Kapara, Shekarbano Ach Ikvo, Leos Ger Gomor, Vilios Kachal Ashir Yisrael. But is there, continues, the Rama has Mechuzer Kapara here in Hilchas Karbanos, and he goes through all of the halachas of Ezav and Ezavah. Remember that Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam talks about why he counts Zav and Zavah separately, and not Mitzora and Mitzoraas. Mitzora and Mitzoraas is all one. Zav and Zavah is separately. The Rambam says, because they have different halachas. Different halachas means what makes them into a Zav or a Zavah, and different halachas in terms of the Karbanos, right? So there's different rules. So therefore, that's why the Rambam says he counts Zav and Zavah separately, though he doesn't count Mitzora and Mitzoraas separately. Okay, we'll have to leave, stop there, and we'll get back into Revi Bakodesh next time.